1590.
Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Joining us this morning, members of the panel of experts. Matter of fact, the entire panel of experts. None other than Ron Radiman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
It's a little different day here this Saturday than the last couple Saturdays, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is going to be a little bit more different.
Right.
At least we had some rain finally.
Yeah, that was different too. It
yeah.
Helped out a little bit, you know. It's,
yeah. We had about an inch and a half in town, but obviously other areas had either a little more or a little less, depending on where the dark clouds were.
Yeah, that's about what we ended up with south of town, too, I think, was about 1.2, 1.3.
So same ballpark, about the it really same. Helped. Mm-hmm. And we say good morning to Master Gardener Joe.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
And we've got callers coming in already. So
all right.
Real quickly, why don't you tell us if Radiman's is open, though?
Radiman's is open.
Okay.
Open until noon today. You can still get a delivery. You can still stop on out. So, yeah.
All righty. Let's hit.
We better get to work.
We better get the phones.
Oh, that one's gone. Let's try this line. Hello there.
Hi.
You're on here.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. We have hollyhocks, and we've noticed now that they've got rust on their leaves or some kind of blight. And wondering, and then we cut them down in the fall, and, you know, and we mulch around some of them. Anyway, if there's something you can do to get rid of that rust or blight down the leaves?
Well, there's always chemicals if you're into chemicals. I'm not sure which one, but I'm sure if you go to a garden center, they can help you out.
Okay.
Yeah, in that with... There's just a lot of, you know, you wouldn't think this year there would be much for fungus as hot and dry as it's been, but there's just so many spores out there left over yet from the last couple years. And, of course, those funguses got started already a month ago, and they kind of, you don't really see them until, you know, until now. And so hopefully, you know, we get a little more hot, dry weather, it'll burn some of that stuff off. Like Joe said, I don't know if you know, with the weather we're having this year, the hot and the dry, it might just burn them out just as quick as, you know, applying a fungicide. We do have a couple different fungicides out at Radiman's, and if it's cool, like it's going to be this week, this would be a good time to apply fungicides.
Right, you have to be careful when you're using chemicals that it's not too hot or you'll
Yeah, and that's burn. When we were talking, you know, the last couple Saturdays, we were telling people, you know, not to apply any chemicals at all, where now this coming week would be a good week to you know, spray your fungicide, spray your apples. You know, out at Radiman's, we've got a generic organic spray, not a generic organic, but an organic spray that you can spray that kills, you know, the funguses and things like that. And there's also, like for hollyhocks, there's some other fungicides that would probably be better than the fruit tree spray there. But
right.
So do you recommend to leave them stand when they got that, or is it better to cut them down right away?
I think
leave them. Yeah.
Okay.
Leave them because they will still bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and by leaving them up and having the sun shining on them, that'll burn that fungus off, and that's where.
Okay, because we have like beside there are bunches, and one has it and one doesn't, and then I wondered if I left the ones that does, will that spread to the ones next to them? But or.
Well, it will. It will spread to anything. The spores will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay. you may want to
it wouldn't
even
hurt to
spray
apply
the ones that don't have.
Okay.
They're probably on the other ones, too. It's just not quite as bad where you can't quite see it yet. And it wouldn't hurt to spray a fungicide this year, even though it's not, like I said, not really a fungicide year, but a bad year for funguses, because it's good to get those, knock those spores down and get the spore count down, so that if it would get, now it's going to be cooler. If we do start getting some rainier weather, it will start promoting more fungus again. And with all the spores out and about from the last couple of years, it certainly wouldn't hurt, whether it's a hollyhock or
any other plant.
Or any other plant, for that matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, thank you.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are open. And I would imagine you have a secret caller number picked out already.
Yeah. Well, we're back to the single secret caller now that Walleye Weekend is...
History.
Is history, and
a little recap, how'd it go?
Yeah, everything went real well. It's always nice when you have three perfect days of weather. then you have a good walleye weekend.
You went through a lot of walleye, I'll bet.
Yeah, we did pretty well. The numbers were down just a little bit, just like the numbers into the park were down. So I think every organization might have been off a little bit. But, all in all, I think most groups did rather well, and it's always good to see that. It can help out all the other organizations that benefit from Walleye Weekend, not just the groups like the Kiwanis and, the Rotary and those other ones. It all from there it goes to the groups that really need it. We could have used a little more help, so service wasn't quite there like we'd like it to be, but, we'll get back on track on that in coming back. And
yeah,
we never
first,
had
first
anybody.
Time
yeah,
back,
it,
you know,
I don't
off,
think anybody ever had more than a 15-minute wait for a walleye, so that's not too bad.
No, you wait more than that in a restaurant.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, it's just enough time to grab a beverage while you're waiting.
There you go. 923-1450, lines are open. As long as we don't have any calls coming in, why don't we dive into our first break?
Sounds like a good idea. Radiman's is open today, open till noon, Monday through Friday until 5, and we're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can just exit off of Highway 41 at County Trunk B as in boy, and we're just down the road about a quarter mile. If you drive a little too far, you can have some ice cream at Kelly's Country Creamery and then turn around and come back.
We'll be right back.
Let's go. Nobody makes root beer floats like the float experts at your locally owned A&W restaurants. It's their signature treat. Ice cold, made with fresh root beer and creamy vanilla soft serve. Best served in a frosty mug. Come on in for a classic root beer float. Served up fresh every day at A&W in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, and Neenah.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
The Milwaukee County Zoo is a place to educate, entertain, and inspire visitors of all ages. This summer, Sean Kenny's Animal Upper Powers, made with Lego bricks, a brand new exhibition featuring awe-inspiring sculptures made from Lego bricks, is at the zoo. Sponsored by Sendix Food Market. These are larger-than-life sculptures of creatures who have evolved to possess their own superpowers. Get curious and explore. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Visit Smith & Hatch Insurance in Eden at smithandhatch.com.
Hey, Visa News Time, 9:22. Welcome back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. And we have a caller, so let's go right back to the phones. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, on one of the cherry trees, they're all turning black. Is that a blight, or what is that?
The leaves are turning black, or
no, the cherry itself. The cherry itself, they're like almost like dying, and they're all shriveling up to a black, almost like,
you know, some, yeah, sometimes trees just kind of, you know, they kind of have a way of sacrificing some of the fruit for the benefit of the others too, and so they'll kind of stop
because
feeding.
Some of them are green.
I've seen that on some of the roses lately too, that on some of the buds are black, but the rest of them, you know, are black and dead, but then they've the rest of the flowers are blooming and they're fine.
Yeah, it's just like even some of our small apple trees, the ones that, you know, they'll have about a, I don't know, when they bud out, they'll end up with maybe 25 or 30 apples on just a small, small tree that really can't support that many. And it's just interesting how some of the apples will develop into full size and some will just, they'll kind of stop feeding each other and they'll just stay small, and then the small apples just kind of drop off. So you start out with 30 and you end up with maybe the 6 or 7 that the tree can support. And I'm just wondering, if how old is your cherry tree?
Oh, maybe about 10 years.
Well, then that should be enough to support a full crop of of cherries, that's for sure. So unless it could be a little, you know, some fungus in there that's, you know, cherries are kind of vulnerable, I guess, to some different funguses too. I don't know if I would, you know, at this point in time, maybe just kind of keep an eye on it.
Because sure.
You said a lot of the cherries look fine and some are just turning black. Yeah, maybe just see if it gets any worse, or if more of them continue to do that. You know, otherwise, like I said, we do have an organic fruit tree spray out at Radiman's that you could, it just hooks on a garden hose, you know, the end of the garden hose, you could spray it down and that, it wouldn't hurt, it might help. Again, this week, it would be a good week to do it.
Sure.
And then you, if it is a fungus, and I don't know what else, it sure wouldn't be, you know, I've never seen. Well, if it, even that's actually has some, there's some insecticide qualities in that spray too, but I don't know that it doesn't necessarily sound like an insect that would get in there and turn them black. That's for sure. So I would guess it's some type of fungus.
Okay.
Or it's just the tree's natural way of protecting it. You know.
Got to have some for the birds, not.
Right.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. 923-1450, lines are now open for you. Give a shout. So the rain helped a lot of things this week.
Yeah, you know, and it helps on lawns, it helps on new plantings. It doesn't really do a lot for a larger tree, though, so kind of keep that in mind. If you planted a a tree last year or this year, 2 years ago. It's still pretty dry once you get down now into the root zone. The top 2, 3, 4 inches is wet, but there aren't that many roots on a tree in that top 3, 4 inches. So kind of keep that in mind. It's a little bit of a false help, let's just say, when you think, oh, my tree got watered, now it should be just fine. Well, your lawn got watered, but your tree didn't. So kind of keep that in mind, that you should still continue to water. And you know, if you planted a tree here in the last 2 or 3 years, you should be watering it about once a week, every 10 days maybe, especially, you know, because it's dry. Once you get down 3, 4 inches, it's still dry. That rain that we got, even though it was better than an inch, it didn't really... It helped your lawn, it helped your garden, it helps your perennials, but it didn't really do a lot for your trees, so keep that in mind.
All righty. And a long, slow water is what you always talk about.
Right. Just throw the garden hose on there, you know, or a splitter and water 2 or 3 or 4 at once, and, you know, you could water for an hour and it sure wouldn't hurt. Last weekend, I threw the garden hose on my katsura tree in my front yard. I put it on at noon and shut it off at 9:30 or 10 o'clock when I went to bed. I let it
That's
water.
That's a good drink.
Yeah. It's a big tree. It's mm-hmm. been there for 20 years, but I could tell it just didn't, it needed a drink. So, I just put it on a slow trickle for whatever that was, 8, 9, 10 hours.
All righty. So, got a caller. Good morning.
Morning. I have black spots on my maple trees. On the leaves. I've been told that it was maple tar. Just wondering about a treatment or if I could even do that myself.
Yeah, it's called tar spot. And out at Radiman's, we've got fungicides in a couple of different ways. Or if you happen to have, depends on what your, you know, the fruit tree spray that we have has a fungicide in it too. So you don't need to buy 3 or 4 or 5 different products out at Radiman's. Anyone that has a fungicide in it will help, and it'll work on that tar spot. And I would spray it, because right now this would be a great week to do it, and we've had a lot of problems with that. We actually lost some nice Norway maples last year in the nursery to tar spot fungus. We just couldn't quite, well, you gotta, you like I said, you couldn't really have been spraying them last week or the week before. It was just too hot.
Right.
But now this week you can spray them, and it would be good. And you don't have to get the whole tree. That tar spot fungus is usually mostly in the lower leaves and the lower branches. So even if you can only spray it up 15 feet, 20 feet, you know, get a stepladder out okay. and spray it as high as you can get it. The tops of the trees are never, you can't see that high, but you aren't going to, it isn't as bad up on top, because there it gets more sunlight, it gets more wind, air circulation. So that tar spot sure. that you see on the Norway maple, and I say Norway maple varieties, but it can be your Crimson King maples, your Royal Reds, your Deborahs, your Schwedlers, your Emerald Queens, Emerald Luster, Superform, all of those Norway maple varieties are susceptible to that tar spot fungus. And
okay, because I even have it on one autumn glaze.
Yeah, well, and you could spray it on that's where, you know tar spot fungus is bad when you're seeing it on autumn glaze, because autumn glaze doesn't usually get it, but now it's become so prevalent the last couple years that we are seeing it in autumn blaze and some of the other maples, even though I always have been telling people the last few years you don't have to worry about tar spot on autumn blaze and some of the autumn blaze family of trees. I noticed a little bit on it too. Would you have to spray an autumn blaze? Maybe not, because those grow so fast, they kind of grow right through that fungus. So I don't know that
okay.
I would race out to Radiman's and buy a fungicide if it's an autumn blaze in your yard. But the Norway maples, I would spray them this week. This is a good opportunity, might be the best opportunity this whole summer, and that would okay. be, so this would be it. So hang on the line. You're your secret caller, too, this morning. So don't hang up too quick. So you had another question?
How big a trees? I mean, any size trees? Because the one Norway maple, it's not prevalent on it, but it's probably a 50-year-old tree, about 50, 60 feet tall.
Well, I would still
be treating that one as well.
Yeah, especially if you've got others in your yard, because that one will kind of be a breeder of that fungus.
Okay.
So spray that one, just even if you can, like I said, even if you can only get the bottom half, that's where about probably 90% of that tar spot is in the bottom half of the tree anyway. So and you don't have to get every single leaf. If you can just knock the population down, that's usually enough to control it.
Sure.
So, So anyway, yeah, on the line.
All right. So, I'll put you on hold. I'll talk to you off the air. Don't go away. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Thank you for waiting. You are on the air.
Okay, good morning. You're talking about these fungicides, and I'd like to go and spray my rose bush, but my rose bush is right by the flowers that you plant every year. The butterflies and bees are starting to come around. What kind of fungicide can I use that won't, kill the butterflies and bees?
Yeah, well, we've got some, like out at Rademan's, there's some, it's just a fungicide, Funganil, and it's in a ready-to-use, you can, spray it, apply it that way, and then, that won't really affect bees or pollination. There isn't an insecticide in there, so that won't change that. That won't bother them.
If you do it on a very still day, and you can also take some pieces of cardboard or something, and cover or protect those other plants that you don't want sprayed.
Yeah, just a small sheet of well, everybody's gets a box every day for something in the mail today. If you get a larger box, you could cover some of that with a box, or like Joe said, shield it. But I wouldn't worry about a little overspray, as far as that goes. The other thing is, if you do it during the day, you have less insect activity, bees, butterflies, a lot of times during the middle of the day, too. So kind of just pick a time of day where there is less activity. But those fungicides shouldn't really bother insects,
So. Okay, that's what I was worried about. And right now it's not really breezy out there either, and it's all nice and quiet. So I think I may go out to that right now.
Mm-hmm. Good time, and it's not so blazing hot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what today is just one of those days. You don't get a lot of days like we're going to get here in the next.
Get out in your yard and pull some weeds. And
do it.
Do
just
it.
Do it.
Just
do it.
Just
The weeds, yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, yes.
That's no
fun. They've been very, yeah.
Yeah, the heat did not bother the weeds.
No, those keep growing.
Not. They just, they have a life of their own.
Yeah, good luck with your list that just grew.
It was on my list. I just wasn't sure when I was going to do it.
Good luck.
No problem on that one.
Good luck crossing it off your list.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, you too. 923-1450. Lines are open. Ready for your call.
The one it's kind of a good universal one out at Rademan's is, it's called Rose RX. And that one's got a fungicide. It's got a miticide in it, too. So, but that still won't affect bees or anything like that. So that you could either use the Rose RX, or otherwise we've got a couple other fungicides in Funganil that are, some are concentrated, some are ready to use, ready to spray. So the best way is once you're there, you can kind of pick out whichever way you like to do it. I like those, the ready-to-use ones are the easiest ones than to mix it up in a sprayer. But a lot of times if you have a lot, larger trees or a lot to spray, then it's worth buying the concentrate and mixing it up. And even, like that tar spot, maybe only spray them one time this year. That might be enough to do it. if you're doing it right now, you can knock it down, and that's just enough to main. You know, if we have another good period here in 3 weeks, once you get, you know, past 4th of July or something like that, if we have another cooler week, and, you know, maybe we have put a second application down, but even just one application helps a lot on those funguses.
Any of those fungicides hose ready, or are they all sprayer, or?
Yeah, we've got like three or four.
Because I'm basically lazy.
Well, and that's why I like those hose end sprayer ones, you know, because that is the simplest. You got the garden hose sitting right there anyway. Yeah. You hook the hose up. You turn the water on and spray it and take it back off and put it back on the shelf in the garage, and you're done in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so, you know, you don't have to you know, work so hard and figure out, let's see, should I be putting a half ounce in here, or is this, you know, 2 ounces, yeah, or all this mixing and trying to figure all that stuff out.
Yeah, that's not for me either. I like the already mixed up, let's just
do it. Yeah,
we're doing it today.
Yes, we gotta do with it.
The simpler the better. Then it's, you have a lot better chance of using it and doing
right.
it if it's simple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, otherwise we're procrastinating. I don't feel like it today. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow might be a better day.
Yeah, well, it never is. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, when is the best time to quit cutting asparagus?
I don't know if there's much left for asparagus right now. I don't think you'd hurt it. Yeah, you could still be harvesting it if it's still good, but usually asparagus gets kind of tough once it gets into the hot, dry weather.
I don't know. We've been cutting a lot of it for a long time, and I thought you're supposed to let it replenish probably by now pretty soon.
Well, I wouldn't cut all of it down, but...
Yeah, I don't think that would bother us. You know, we might have to have any other listeners if they over harvested it. But I've never heard of over harvesting asparagus. It usually seems like the more you cut it, the better off it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, enjoy.
It's a good question, though.
It is, and it's really a good veggie.
Yeah,
it is. And I've heard different things about rhubarb too, as far as how long can you harvest rhubarb. So maybe some of our callers have some ideas about that.
I think it's, for the most part, the plant almost tells you when it's been harvested enough. When it starts getting tough and it doesn't taste well, then
it doesn't produce anymore.
It doesn't produce the good quality stems, the good quality leaves and stalks like on rhubarb. So
I'm saying to you, I'm done for the year.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I've always been told that you quit cutting asparagus on the 3rd of July.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as far as rhubarb is concerned, my birthday is the end of August, and we had a bachelor uncle, and he loved rhubarb pie. So for my birthday, he would always come, and I would make pie.
You would make the pie for your birthday? I thought you were going to say he would bring a rhubarb.
No, he was a bachelor.
Oh, okay.
How
to make pie.
So you were still harvesting rhubarb
in August.
At the end of August. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question to ask.
Sure.
I have an apple tree that has a lot of sucker growing on it, you know, and they're 6 feet tall. When can I cut them? Do I have to wait to March to trim that tree, or can I do it in the fall?
The suckers are at the base, or the suckers are
in
the
middle? No, they're all over. They're all over the whole tree. They grew out of all the limbs. It just went berserk.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
Everything's been exploding this year.
Well, I mean, you could actually trim those out right now. It's early enough in the season right now where you could still trim those out, and then they'll start healing over and you got less chance of them producing. If you're getting a lot of suckers and a lot of new growth and too much new growth, that's what we actually do in the nursery, is we'll trim here in June and early July, and that kind of it, That way you're not getting such a strong push. So that right now wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe you don't want to get them all out of there, just even if you trim some out, because you start doing too many, pretty soon you'll be knocking all the apples off the tree and things like that. But if you've got some in there, I would go ahead and take them out right now.
Oh, there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. And my husband, when he was alive, he always did trim the apple trees in March, and I thought maybe that was the only time you could do it.
No, you could do, I mean, typically, and what happens is if you, obviously they weren't done last year, otherwise you wouldn't have all those strong suckers. So, you know, you're kind of, it better to be 3 months late with trimming than not at all. I would do at least some of them now, because otherwise you're going to get a lot more suckers next year. If you do a drastic trimming on it in March, you'll get a lot of suckers coming right back.
Really? Oh.
So if you trim those, cut those off now, they'll kind of seal and heal over instead of producing more suckers next year.
Oh, well, it's pretty hard to get up in there now, yeah, with all the leaves and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is it necessary? Well, the tree, it's not like the tree is going to die. But if you can get some out now wouldn't be a bad time yet. Don't wait too long. You know, you've got a few weeks to do it. Like you said, the longer you wait, the bigger the apples are, the more tangled up it gets in there. But you could trim those out now. So.
Well, I will try doing some, and I sure thank you for your advice.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Even if you can get a some of them out now, it just helps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. All
sure.
Right. Well, thank
thanks.
You.
Thanks. All righty. Thanks for the call and break time.
Well, take a break. Oh. All right. Well, Radiman's open today till noon. You can still get a delivery, 920-922-7612. Open till noon today. Stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can take exit Highway B, County B as in boy, to the east. We're down the road about a quarter mile.
Couple lines are open. Be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Make 2021 the year you take charge of your future. Michaels Corporation, a leading infrastructure and utility contractor, has an immediate need for drivers and mechanics. As part of the Michaels team, you'll take pride in operating and maintaining their fleet. Members of the Michaels team also enjoy competitive wages and generous benefits. Qualified candidates can learn more about available positions and apply today at michaelscareers.us. Build your future with Michaels. Michaels, an affirmative action, equal opportunity employer. Women, disabilities, veterans, minorities.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA certified heavy duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
Summer is a great time to start home projects, but let's face it, some jobs are better left to the professionals. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, ServiceMaster RRH is here to help. For over two decades, we have provided top quality restoration services in Wisconsin. Spend your summers on what matters to you and let us cover the rest. Visit us at smrrh.com or call us at 877-GO-DRY-IT. National strength, local expertise.
KFIZA News Time, 8:46. We are back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Ron Radiman here. Joe Master Gardener is here, and we got a caller, so back to the phones. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, I was wondering, is it okay to trim evergreen bushes right now?
Actually, it is. We're coming up on a real good time to trim evergreens. I always like to trim around the 1st of July or 4th of July is always a good way to remember it. Why I like to trim evergreens then is they kind of get a chance to grow back out yet in July and August, and that way you don't get any winter burn on them. So it was a very timely call. I wish we could have another secret caller. We could. That would be a.
Well, I already made it, so I'm happy.
Okay. Well, anyway, because we're coming right up on the best time to trim evergreens, and you know, and that whether it's Japanese yews, arborvitas, cedars, junipers, anything like that,
even trees.
Yeah, well, and you could even trim like Mugo pine right now or white pine. The candles are out, or for that matter, if your spruce was getting a little bit wild on you, your Norway spruce growing a little too fast, maybe, you know, you could nip those tips back on those right now too. So, you know, yes, we're at that, you know, and when we say the 1st of July, if it's a 10 days before that or 10 days after that, that's close enough. So you could really do that any time now. This, again, the best time to do it is when it's a little bit cooler. So this coming week might be better than waiting another couple weeks. So, mm-hmm.
And for those of you that's fine. For those of you that have lilacs and anything that bloomed in the spring, this is also a good time to do some pruning.
Yeah, and we're kind of coming up there on almost a deadline.
Almost, right.
So there, if you don't trim your lilacs and your early spring flowering plants now, it's going to get too late. So do that this week, or otherwise, you know, you got to wait another 51 weeks.
Yeah, it gets to be too late because those trees bloom on this wood that they and if you trim them now, they won't bloom next year.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a good question on the evergreen trimming though. So mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to cut that caller off. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think he hung up. Yeah,
oh, okay.
He didn't have lilacs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, maybe he does, but he didn't ask him.
You know, in their course, there's always the exception to the rule, and that's the Japanese tree lilac that's growing right now or flowering right now. There you can trim those in another month or actually even in early spring. So about the time you say we're done trimming lilacs, the lilac tree, the ones that as you're driving around town, they've got the big clusters of creamy white flowers on right now. Those are the ones that you could trim. You don't have to trim those right now. Let those finish flowering. Trim those you could trim them towards the end of July, or otherwise wait and trim those in the winter when they're dormant. That's the one lilac exception, just like there's always an exception to every rule.
Every rule. Those mm-hmm. are really pretty trees, too. There's a lot of them around town.
Yeah, they're kind of one of those where you don't even know they're there until this.
Until
it gets to here the middle. And this year they're flowering a couple weeks early. A lot of times they're flowering more towards the end of June and early July. And this year they're flowering a little early. And, of course, their blossoms didn't last real long. They're kind of
because they've been so hot.
It's been so hot. So some years you get, and I don't, you know, now we get a little rain, you go out and water yours, you might get a second shot of flowers on them because it's so early in the year. They may flower a second time. If you have Japanese tree lilac in your yard, piggyback that watering that we got and give it a good drink and get it to get, it'll start growing again, and then you'll get some more blossoms yet this summer. That's one advantage of when things blossom a little bit earlier. Sometimes you can get second blossoms. I see the bloomerang lilacs are starting to reshoot and get some second flowers on them coming up here in the next week or two. That's the dwarf variety of lilac that's summer flowers, and they look, they're going to have a good second flower this year because of that. They've started out, they leafed out early, flowered early, and water those right now, and you'll get some good second flowers coming on those in the next couple weeks. So
what about planting new shrubs and trees? Is there a cutoff date for that?
Well, the worst time to plant trees was probably about, as it turned out, about 10 days ago, which normally you wouldn't think the first week of June would be a bad week to plant yet. But, you know, there was some scattered problems when that heat built up so quick. But, you know, now you're okay to plant again. You know, I always watch the 10-day forecast, and when it's calling for 4 or 5 or 6 days, you know, above 87, 88, then you should kind of hold off a little bit. Let the plants at the garden center, let them water them for that week or 10 days, and then keep your eye out. And now, like the 10-day forecast, that the first 10 days after you do plantings, those are the most critical. So if you can get it planted and get them established, or they aren't going to be established yet, but they'll start to regrow and re-root, and then they can handle the hot temperatures at that point in time. So, you know, as it turns out, the last week of June is going to be better to be planting than the first week of June this year. So,
welcome to Wisconsin.
So you just never really know, you know. You just kind of always look at the 10-day outlook, and or call in on Saturday morning, and you'll get the
10-day outlook.
You'll get the 10-day outlook. You'll get the opinion of my opinion at least.
All righty, so, final break time.
Final break, again, a great week to get some things done in your yard, whether it's planting, spraying your apple trees, spraying your fungicides. Get it done this week while it's cool. Stop on out to Radiman's. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Open till noon today, just off County B to the east of Highway 41.
Be right back.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth-generation family-owned business, I am proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac summer hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 till 4, featuring tons of new summer fun activities. Don't miss out on your child's chance to explore the new Holiday Automotive Tech Center and daily hands-on learning programs, all included with your membership. What a great way to have fun and learn. To buy your membership, go to cmfdl.org.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac, connecting kids through a partnership of learning through play.
Let's go, A&W.
Sunshine and warm temps means it's a great time to roll into your locally owned A&W for a real fruit shake or sundae, bursting with real raspberry or real strawberry flavor in every sip or spoonful. Real fruit shakes and sundaes from your real home for summer flavor. A&W on Winnebago Drive near the entrance to Lakeside Park in Fond du Lac, and in Oshkosh and Neenah.
KVIZ News Time 8:55, final segment of this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Let's head back to the phones. Thank you for waiting.
Hello. When is the best time I have eggshells, and where is it that you shouldn't be doing any of it? You know, I mean, can you put them under any tree or shrub or anything like that, that you could sprinkle the eggshells?
Yeah, I don't know if eggshells would help or hurt anything, I guess.
Yeah, I know people talk about doing that on their tomatoes and other, I don't know either.
So, yeah, I don't think it would hurt anything. I don't know that it would help either.
Would they hurt anything? I know it kind of helps the soil. I usually throw them out there, you know, in fall, and you know, and then they get rototilled under, you know, in gardens and stuff.
Yeah, and I think it probably helps more for just the aeration of the soil than anything else, you know, because that just...
They don't, but they don't hurt anything.
No.
If you put them, like I've got some shrubs, you know, that are quite big, and I don't know, I thought maybe it would help keep the moisture in or something if you didn't do them too heavy.
No, I don't think it would hurt on any of them. So
they're neither, anything for... doesn't do anything for the soil, you know, make it either sweet or sour
No, I don't think that. I mean, if you would have a 1,000 eggs, it could have an effect. But you know, the few eggshells that you're using out of your own, you know, your own home, your own breakfast, it wouldn't be enough to matter. No,
but like if you have. Coffee grounds, you got to be a little more careful, aren't you?
Right, I would not. Suggest using coffee grounds.
Yeah, and that because that would be more acidic. That could affect plants. Yeah.
Yeah, they make them more acid. Now, is there any kind of a flower where it'd be better that they would be acid? You know, those that come up every year, like the, you know.
Well, most
Not
of the
that I'm aware
yeah,
of.
Most of the perennials or anything like that wouldn't really matter. You know, if you're growing blueberries and things like that, they like it more acidic. It wouldn't probably hurt to put it around evergreens or pines, things like that.
Yeah, I put up in some of the soil, but it was a little heavy on the coffee grounds because I had kind of saved them, and then when I tried to pot some flowers, they didn't do well, and I thought maybe it was they were like the ones that you grow in the shade.
We're going to have to go. So thank you for the call.
Good luck with the leftovers.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers,
and
I guess.
To you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to, you know, thank my father and grandfather for, you know, starting Radiman's. You know, that's where, you know, Radiman's wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for my father and my grandfather, actually. You know, came out of the Depression years and started cutting stone by hand and started our company up. So yeah.
That's a legacy.
So anyway, and of course, a lot of the grandmothers and the wives helped in all that way, too. So anyway.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Ron. Thanks to you. And Jerry Schneider is next, KFIZ Fond du Lac.